turn our attention to the tech world. Mike Tobusky is joining us as Meta, company behind Facebook, holding its annual tech showcase today where, I don't know, Mike, do you have to be there in person or can you just, you know, hop in the metaverse or whatever they call it?
You can absolutely watch this in the metaverse or Horizon Worlds as Meta calls it. Yeah, so this is a live streamed event. There may be a live actual in-person component to it as well, but you're absolutely right. This is Meta's annual showcase for its hardware efforts. And when we're talking about Meta, that usually means VR and AR technology, virtual reality and augmented reality. This conference is, in fact, a few years ago where Meta changed its name from Facebook to Meta. So this is usually a pretty big deal. And there's pretty good reason this year to think that there's going to be some updates to their line of hardware products. They have the Quest 3, which is a pretty well-reviewed and their flagship sort of VR headset. We're expecting a cheaper version of that. But more interestingly, guys, is Project Orion, which is something that Meta has been working on for a few years now. This is an internal code name for a pair of AR glasses, sort of see-through clear glasses that project some information on top of the world in front of you. This is kind of like Google Glass from a little over 10 years ago at this point, though you can expect Meta to have made some improvements in the intervening decade there.
Okay, so are these AR glasses something that might be available later this year?
So it's unclear at this point exactly what the timeline is. However, there was a leaked product roadmap that The Verge got its hands on last year that puts a pair of Meta-branded smart glasses like these, augmented reality glasses, on sale in the year 2027. So it might be a while before we actually get our hands on these things. If they do show off something related to Project Orion today, it might be in the concept form, like a kind of here's what we're working on kind of thing. But even that would be significant because Meta really needs a hit, or at least they need some excitement around their VR business. Last year, Meta made about $2 billion on Reality Labs, which is kind of the business that we're talking about here. However, they spent about $18 billion, which means that they had about a $16 billion shortfall. And you listen to some Meta executives, given the cost it takes to develop these new products, it's not going to change anytime soon. And you can imagine investors want some excitement and some attention on this part of the business.
Yeah, you got the money-making part. That would help. Mm-hmm. Mike, thank you. Mike Tobusky is joining us with a look at Meta's big event today.